Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being around me as we talk about our small businesses, this thing that we are all so caught up in, my small business, your small business, this thing that we love almost as much as we love anything else, right? We have to be careful, though. We don't. Sometimes we got to keep our priorities straight. We got to make sure we maintain some balance in our lives. And I bet somebody who agrees with me about that is Clayton Mask. He's CEO of Infusionsoft, which is a company that helps companies like mine and yours do a better job of reaching out and touching customers and penetrating the marketplace and letting people know that you're out there and that you love them and that you want to come back to them. And so let's get him in here and see what he has to say about what's going on. Clayton Mask, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Great to be here. Appreciate you having me on the show.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the success you guys have had. Now, you're kind of a serial entrepreneur, aren't you?
Yeah, we've started a few different businesses, but this one, I've been in Infusionsoft about 6 years, and we're doing great. We've been growing like crazy and made the Inc. 500 list second year in a row and just having a blast. It's great to help small businesses grow.
Congratulations. What's the key to that kind of success? To grow a business, now the Infusionsoft's only about 7 years old, and to make it to the Inc. 500 in 6 years, what's the key to that kind of growth and to do it without creating a casualty list?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I think it starts with just being in a great market and having a great product, where a lot of people need what we offer. And, you know, it sounds cliche, but when you've got something that is really, really helpful to a very broad audience like small business owners, there's just a lot of opportunity, and we've been able to provide a great solution that helps our customers, and I think that's what drives the growth more than anything else.
Well, but there's, yeah, you know, and I know all that, Clay, but there, you know, there are other things going on. You guys, I mean, what do you think has been the piece of ingredient that you've brought to the table, or that you know, what is it that you're looking for? There's some intangible, you know, all those things you've got there. You know, there are other people out there. I know people who've got all those things you just said, and they're not doing so well. And, you know, mm-hmm. They're doing okay. Maybe they're not going to fail, but they're not exactly, you know, leaping off the ground like you guys are, companies like yours. There's some intangible that you found that you've been able to incorporate into all this. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, it's really automation. It's automating the marketing and sales process as much as possible. And what usually happens with small businesses, and I've talked with literally hundreds of thousands of small business owners over the last 6 years, and what usually happens is their marketing is sort of an on again off again thing that they've got going on in their business, and they'll do a little marketing when times are slow, and then when things pick up and they get busy, they sort of stop the marketing and neglect it. But it's really this on again off again relationship, and if you think about it, that valve, that flow of marketing effort and activity is what continues to bring customers in. And so when you stop that and you turn it off, you're inviting slow times in your business. You're inviting the slowdown. And so the trick is really to have an always on marketing system that is cultivating your prospects and bringing them into your fold, as well as nurturing relationships with customers and keeping them coming back and helping you to continue to grow your business. So that's really
we've always called that the pipeline.
Yeah. I mean, it's keeping that pipeline flowing. And the challenge, and I know your listeners know this, is it's so hard to do that all the time because you're constantly working in the business, and it's tough to keep that pipeline flowing the way you want to. At least it's tough to do it if you still want to maintain a life and keep that balance and enjoy relationships.
In order to have sales come out the end that you want it to come out of, there are all these little supplies that have to go in upstream. There's a supply of marketing. There's a supply of advertising. There's a supply of public relations. There's the products that you mentioned earlier. There's the people side of it. All those things have to be sort of, put into the pipeline to roll around in the pipeline and make this sale that comes out the other end. That includes a demonstration or a proposal or an introduction or a referral or whatever. All those things have to go in there. Big companies have people. They have departments. They may have a vice president for each one of those things. Small business owners don't have that.
Exactly. Exactly.
And
go ahead.
I was just going to say that's where the automation comes in. And one of the things, folks, and this I keep coming back to this, and it's not an accident, and it's not contrived, and that is, folks, when you don't have the ability, if all those things that I just mentioned are essential, and they are, if you don't have the ability to do that with ease, with some kind of regularity, some kind of capability, some kind of effectiveness, you got to find somebody who will help you. And now we're talking about outsourcing. And Clay, one of the things my audience has heard me say a million times, outsourcing some kind of a task that's not your core competency, outsourcing that to another organization that it is their core competency, that's one of the best things that ever happened to small business. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. It enables you to focus on what you do best. And the trick, though, is to be able to take the good that they're bringing from you, in this case, those folks that are helping you to generate these leads, but to be able to capture those leads and then to automatically nurture them so that they do come out the other end of the pipeline as a sale.
Well, and the thing is some people might be saying, well, wait a minute, marketing, to customers and managing those relationships, that is our core competency. I can't farm that out. But we're not farming out the handholding. You're talking about farming out. When you talk about automating, we're talking about farming out the details, right?
Yeah, that's right. You definitely want to be the one that nurtures those relationships and cultivates them and reaching out and communicating with your prospects and customers. And you can do that, but you can, my message is do that through automation as much as possible so that pipeline is always flowing without you having your eyes on it constantly.
Hold on to that thought, Clay. We're going to be right back, folks. Clayton Mask is our guest. He's CEO of Infusionsoft. When we come back, we're going to get him to tell us what that automation looks like. We'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in, hang out with us, and use our stuff. Clayton Mask is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the CEO of Infusionsoft, which is a... Clayton, is it fair to call you a CRM company, customer relationship management?
Sure. That's generally what it is, and more specifically, it's marketing and sales automation. But yeah, it's fair to say it's a CRM software company.
Okay, I want you to talk to us about how we automate a relationship with our customers. Most small business owners think their relationship with their customers are shaking hands and, pressing the flesh and going to see them and making sure they're happy and all that kind of stuff. And so automating that relationship is not intuitive for a lot of small businesses, is it?
You're right, and it's certainly important to be out there pressing the flesh and doing all those things you're talking about. One of the best ways for people to understand it is like this. It's really hard for small business owners to follow up effectively with their prospects and customers. And I talk to business owners about this all the time, and I ask them, how do you follow up with your prospects and customers and partners? And I usually get that pained and frustrated look on their face because it's just tough to do. It's really tough to spend that time following up. But we all know that if we did and we did it effectively, we'd close more business and our business would grow. but it takes a lot of time, and it's manual and it's labor intensive, and so one of the what automation looks like for our small business customers is automated follow-up, where a prospect who visits your website and fills out a little form on your site now automatically receives any number of postcards, emails, letters over a 6-9 month period, however you decide to do it, but you can automatically and sort of pre-orchestratedly send out these communications and follow up until that customer gets back in touch with you or says,
what is,
you know,
what
I'm
is
not
the
interested.
What is the number now? Is it 7 contacts that you typically have to make to a customer to get them to actually buy from you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it just, most of us think that we say it one time and everybody heard us. Well, that's not the way it works.
or we think, well, they met me. I mean, what else do they need, right? I'm so wonderful.
Right, exactly. but it certainly takes a lot of time to do those 7 contacts. And so it's about having that happen automatically for prospects or for existing customers who have purchased product X but haven't purchased product Y from you, or for partners, or for anybody who visits your website. Whatever the case may be, it's about automating follow-up so that you're in front of the person at the right time, because ultimately it's always about timing when it comes down to sales. And being there at the right time is just impossible unless you've got an automation wizard for you that's doing that and keeping you out in front of those prospects and customers.
Clay, speaking of websites, give us your website, please.
Sure. It's www.infusionsoft.com.
Infusionsoft.com.
You got it.
Infusionsoft.com. Can they find out, is there a demo they can take there when they get to your site, something they can try?
Yeah, there's a couple different things they can kind of see a little bit about the software, and then they can actually just call in and register for a demo that we do every day, and kind of take people through the software. But really, it's like I said, it's all about helping them fix follow-up breakdowns across their business. And when you do that, your business grows, and you can walk away from the business knowing that you've got this automation happening in the background, and it enables you to have a little balance in your life.
When I was a consultant, when I started my business 20 years ago, I had my own consulting company, one of the things I found is that I'd work really hard to do marketing and making contacts and making sales, and then I'd make the sale, and then I'd work on delivering the product, and then I'd deliver the product, and I'd realize nobody had been doing the marketing, because it was just me.
But even
companies who have 6 or 8 or 10, 20 employees, everybody has a job, and most of the time it's not advertising or marketing. And even if it's sales, it's calling on people you already know. And so that's the reason why I always like the automation element that small business owners have available to them now. The technology, the power that they have available to them now is really amazing, to allow companies to still reach out and touch customers while the product's being delivered that you sold yesterday.
Exactly. That's it.
One of the things, you know, email marketing is really gotten to be, more and more small business owners are understanding the value of email marketing. They're seeing the power in that. But the programs like yours, more of a CRM, customer relationship management type of approach, that's really a lot, that's where email marketing may be part of that. There's actually a lot more components, aren't there?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Email marketing is an important component, but it's also important to have the complete contact management and to also have an e-commerce component and to be able to track those leads. And so we kind of combine a lot of those functions, like the contact management. Some folks will be using an ACT or a Goldmine or Outlook or something like that. And then email marketing, it's common for them to use something like Constant Contact or iContact. And there's certainly a lot of different e-commerce shopping cart components, but we tie all of that together and enable our customers to integrate it all and have an automated solution that helps that marketing always be on, so that you're not caught in that on again off again game that you
Clay,
just described.
I gotta wrap it up. Thanks for being here, but you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
You bet. I'd be happy to. I'd love to have people go to the website and learn more by downloading an ebook where I talk about all this kind of stuff. And
right.
I'd love to do it another time, Jim.
Thanks, Clay. Clay Masters, ladies and gentlemen, with Infusionsoft.com. Got to take a quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.